Lesson 42. Plural Forms of Verbs. The use of plural forms of verbs with plural subjects is not compulsory, and the use of a plural subject with a singular verb does not make the sentence or the sense wrong. The discussion on forming the plural derivatives of Tagalog words is limited to two active,
magsi
and
magsipag,
and two passive,
pag
plus
in
and
pag
plus
un
verb forms. For active forms of
magsi
and
magsipag,
forming derivatives of
magsi
verbs, the prefix
magsi
is used to form the plural derivatives of verbs. Example,
kain,
infinitive,
magsikain,
imperative,
magsikain,
past,
nagsikain,
present,
nagsisikain,
future,
magsisikain.
Example,
alis,
infinitive,
magsialis,
imperative,
magsialis,
past,
nagsialis,
present,
nagsisialis,
and future,
magsisialis.
Examples of
magsi
verbs,
magsikain, magsilakad, magsisulat, magsibasa, magsialis.
Forming derivatives of
magsipag
verbs. The prefix
magsipag
is used to form the plural derivatives of
mag
verbs. Example,
lakad,
infinitive,
magsipaglakad,
imperative,
magsipaglakad,
past,
nagsipaglakad,
present,
nagsisipaglakad,
future,
magsisipaglakad.
Example,
dasal,
infinitive,
magsipagdasal,
imperative,
magsipagdasal,
past,
nagsipagdasal,
present,
nagsisipagdasal,
and future,
magsisipagdasal.
Examples of
magsipag
verbs,
magsipaglakad, magsipagdasal, magsipagbait, magsipagpasyal, magsipag-aral, magsipag-akyat.
Some sample sentences are,
nagsisibasa ba kayo ng Biblia?
Do you read the Bible?
Magsilakad na kayo sa paaralan?
You all go now to school.
Nagsisikain na ang mga bata ng hapunan?
The children are eating their supper already.
Nagsisipag-aral ng mabuti ang aking mga anak?
My children study well.
Nagsisipagdasal ang mga babae sa simbahan.
The women pray in church. For passive forms of
pag
plus
in
and
pag
plus
an,
forming derivatives of
pag
plus
in
verbs. The prefix
pag
plus
in
is used to form the plural derivatives of a passive
in
verb. Example,
luto,
infinitive,
paglutuin,
imperative,
paglutuin,
past,
pinagluto,
present,
pinagluluto,
future,
paglulutuin.
Example,
sulat,
infinitive,
pagsulatin,
imperative,
pagsulatin,
past,
pinagsulat,
present,
pinagsusulat,
future,
pagsusulatin.
Examples of
pag
plus
in
verbs,
paglutuin, pagsulatin, pagalisin, paglinisin, pagbasahin.
Note that in conversational language, the repetition of the first syllable in all forms and tenses of
pag
plus
in
or
pag
plus
an
verbs are allowed. Infinitive and imperative,
paglutuin, paglulutuin,
past,
pinagluto, pinagluluto,
present,
pinagluluto, pinagluluto,
future,
paglulutuin, paglulutuin.
Forming derivatives of
pag
plus
an
verbs. The prefix
pag
plus
an
is used to form the plural derivatives of a passive
an
verb. Example,
hugas,
infinitive,
paghuhugasan,
imperative,
paghuhugasan,
past,
Pinaghuhugasan.
Present.
Pinaghuhugasan.
Future.
Paghuhugasan.
Example.
Bukas.
Infinitive.
Pagbubuksan.
Imperative.
Pagbubuksan.
Past.
Pinagbubuksan.
Present.
Pinagbubuksan.
Future.
Pagbubuksan.
Examples of
pag
plus
an
verbs.
Paghuhugasan. Pag-aayusan. Pagpipintahan. Pagbibihisan.
Many
an
verbs are derived from irregular verb roots. Usually, the second vowel of the root is dropped. In others, the second syllable is deleted. Samples are
bukas, pagbubuksan, laba, paglalabhan, lagay, paglalagyan.
Sample sentences.
Paghuhugasan na ninyo ang mga pinggan.
You have the plates washed.
Pinagbubuksan niya ang lahat ng mga bintana.
The windows are being opened by him or her.
Pag-aayusan namin ng buhok ang mga bata.
We will fix the children's hair.
Pinagpipintahan ng lalaki ang mga paso.
The pots are being painted by the man.